let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Well, as we enter into the new season of winter with all the holidays, parties, and healthy food, sleepless nights, and more people crowded indoors, we realize this is also the season for catching illnesses and getting sick. While we may think that we can get beyond the season without ruining our diet or our health, even the diehard health enthusiast will likely celebrate by making more tasty, sweet-based recipes and other treats that will introduce more sugar and fat into their bodies than normal. While we can't change the cool temperatures and the germs that the family gatherings bring, we can begin the season with a true attempt at keeping the liver cleansed so it can withstand a little more work as you go through the holiday season. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us today to talk about why it's so important to take care of our liver and how to do it through diet. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Important topic, especially as we're entering the season here.
Yes, because we put a lot more stress in our livers when we eat more rich food like we often do during the holidays. So this will be a great topic, very, very timely.
Well, let's talk about that specifically. If somebody's listening going, well, why would we be more concerned about liver health this time of year than any other? And you sort of touched on it there. Why now? Why, because of the diet, the foods we eat, should we be more concerned, more conscious of our liver's health during this season?
Yes. So let me just start off by saying if we can all make friends with some of these foods I'll be talking about and retain some control over our stress levels, we'll have a much better chance at enduring the holidays without getting sick or creating a toxic liver overload, which is so common during the holidays because of all the rich food. So my goal is to inspire you to eat from the list of foods that we'll talk about that naturally cleanse your liver every day. Now, Rick, as you may already know, one of the most common signs of an unhealthy liver is jaundice. And this is a yellowish discoloration of the skin or the whites of the eyes, and sometimes even inside the mouth. And even though you're not looking at your liver inside your body, if it's healthy, it should be a consistent reddish-brown color, and it serves primarily as a filtration and processing facility for your body. It detoxifies deadly substances, breaks down worn-out erythrocytes, those are the old red blood cells, and does so much to keep your body healthy. And it just occurred to me when I'm saying the word liver, when I was a kid and my mom would make liver, there was no food that I hated more than liver with the onions.
Oh, yes.
You know, we all have one of those foods, and it just turned my stomach and often made me want to go in the bathroom and do something else. That now as I'm older, knowing that it's the filtration system of the body, well, anyway, I eat plant-based foods, but I don't recommend that people eat liver.
Thank you.
Anyway, that is another little digression.
Yeah, so kids at the table will be going, nope, no liver, no thanks, Mom. Dr. Susan says, no, get me plant-based food. I'm not going to eat the liver. I'm glad that you said that, because for most of us, that's one of those unpleasant memories of childhood. And when you talk about the liver, most of us have heard about cirrhosis of the liver. What exactly is this, and what causes this?
Yes. See, cirrhosis, and I had a dad that died of that when I was young, but it's a late stage of scarring or fibrosis of the liver caused by many forms of liver disease and conditions like hepatitis, chronic alcoholism, and others. And each time your liver is injured, whether by disease or excessive alcohol consumption or other causes, it tries to repair itself. And in the process, a scar tissue forms. And as cirrhosis progresses, more and more scar tissue forms, making it difficult for the liver to function. It's called decompensated cirrhosis. And advanced cirrhosis is very life-threatening, as I know in my own family.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. All of this and more you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. information on all of her books, including the newest book we'll be discussing here, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. All of the books at the website, great information available at the website. You can get there by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, if you need to. I can't remember her website, but very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. I mentioned we're going to talk about 13 surefire foods. I'm going to ask you a question before that. So if people want to like jot these down, because these are important foods to enter into your diet. And before we discuss these 13 foods for liver vitality, tell us first a little bit of background about the liver, what it does, why it needs our TLC to keep it detoxified, not just during this season, but every day.
Yes, and that is so right. I love that you just said that, Rick, because it's not just during the holidays, but year-round you want to have a healthy liver, because if you threaten the health of your liver, it could be life-changing and it could kill you. So I want to inspire people to know how special this God-given liver is in our body. And we're talking about detoxifying the body's largest gland. And as most people would know, a gland is an organ in the body that secretes chemicals used by the body. And we're talking about this beautiful liver. And without the liver, we cannot survive. And it has a number of functions, including, I'll rattle through a few, but not limited to these, or we'd need about 3 hours. But the liver detoxifies the blood to rid it of harmful substances like toxins, drugs, you know, prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, alcohol, pesticides, fungicides, and more. The liver stores vitamins and iron. The liver converts stored sugar to usable sugar when the body's sugar levels fall below normal. As most people know, the liver produces bile, and that's a substance needed to digest fats. A couple more, the liver breaks down hemoglobin as well as insulin and other hormones. And the liver destroys the old red blood cells I mentioned to you, the erythrocytes. So keep in mind that the liver performs so many functions. And as a result of doing all these functions, Rick, it's prone to disease. It's actually very prone. And a lot of people think, I got to keep my heart healthy, boost my immunity, work on my circulation. You don't often hear people talk about keeping your liver healthy, but it is crucial.
Well, and we're talking about it today because it is crucial, and we're going to give you a list of Dr. Susan's 13 surefire foods, and we're going to start that list now. So grab something, sort of jot these down as we go. The program, if you want to listen to it later to get all of them, to write them down, it'll be on our podcast network. You'll find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and going to the archives there. You'll be able to listen to it, and all of this as well at Dr. Susan's website. On your list of 13 surefire foods, number one is ginger. Why?
Yes, and I could probably give you 20 to 25, but these are really the most powerful liver foods. Now, the warm heat of ginger doesn't just spice up your meal, and I have it every morning, put slices in my water, and it has this earthy heat to it, but it's also really great for your liver. It acts on your digestive system. It increases secretions. It boosts metabolism. It helps circulation. And as one study noted, ginger helped improve your liver profile. Lipid peroxidation, and that's like free radical damage that results in oxidative degradation of the lipids, the fats in your body. All the markers went down while the level of antioxidant enzymes in the blood went up. That's all good. And this led the researchers in a very big study to conclude that ginger is quite effective in helping alleviate any liver damage, and especially from exposure to fungicides and pesticides that might be in our food. And separate research, Rick, showed that ginger's ability to lower your liver's triglyceride levels, that's the fat, and there's something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and ginger is very, very good, is a very good addition to your diet, according to a study that helps to remove too much fat in your liver, which scars it up more, and helps keep the overall health of your liver swimming along and in good shape. So ginger, any way you can get it in. If you heat water up in a tea kettle and you put coins of fresh ginger root in it, I do it every morning with turmeric root. I make about 2 quarts, and then I drink it all during the day.
Interesting. All of this information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You forgot omega-3 rich food. Let's talk about that. Omega-3, boy, this is something we hear so much about. It's hard to pick up a health magazine, read a health story without hearing about omega-3. Talk about why that's so important.
Yes, yes. So you want to get your daily dose of omega-3s because it ensures good liver health. This might be fish oil or salmon or flaxseed oil or leafy greens or walnuts. But these omega-3s inhibit triglyceride synthesis in the liver. And as just mentioned, those triglycerides are basically fats that can potentially damage your liver tissue and are bad for, obviously, your cardiovascular health in overly high amounts. In one study, patients with high fat running throughout their circulation and liver were given a dose of omega-3 fatty acids twice a day and for 24 weeks. And then when checked with ultrasonography, the fatty liver had normalized, had gone back to normal just by eating twice a day omega-3 rich food. So keep that in mind when planning your diet during the day.
Number 3 on your list, and these are foods that we should include, actually include in our daily diets to cleanse the liver naturally. Number 3 is smelly food. Would that be like the pizza I forgot to put in the refrigerator last night?
No.
No.
Absolutely
no.
Not. Yeah, foods like those odorous vegetables like garlic and onion, but they are so great for your liver health because they have sulfur in them. And that's responsible for the distinctive smell, and it stimulates liver enzyme production. And your liver needs these enzymes, these sweet enzymes, to eliminate toxins from your body. Garlic holds high amounts of allicin and selenium, the mineral, two natural compounds that aid in liver cleansing. So make friends with garlic and onions. Cooked or raw.
So if you're having garlic and somebody around you is looking at you funny, you just say, hey, I'm taking care of my liver.
Yes, that is excellent. And give them some garlic, too.
That's right. I'm looking out for my liver. And you should, too. All this information at Dr. Susan's website. Back to something. And a lot of these foods are not just because they're good for the liver. They're because they're good for us in so many ways. Leafy green vegetables.
Yes, you're so right. These aren't just liver. They're for overall great health. Leafy green veggies. Leafy greens are very high in those plant chlorophylls. You and I have talked about that before, the green coloring in the food, because the chlorophylls absorb environmental toxins, increase bile production, and neutralize heavy metals, chemicals, and pesticides, which all lowers the burden then on the liver. Raw spinach, by the way, is a major source of glutathione, which triggers the toxin-cleansing enzymes of the liver. I usually, almost every day, I put some raw baby leaf spinach into my green smoothies that I make every morning. That's usually my breakfast after my tea I make with the turmeric and the ginger in it.
Cruciferous.
And sometimes I sprinkle a little cayenne pepper in it, which spices it up, especially in the cold weather, heats up your body, and it helps your circulation.
Interesting. So much great information here, and I hope you're getting all of this. And again, you can listen to this podcast form wherever you listen to podcasts. You can go to Dr. Susan's website. It'll give you all that throughout the program. Cruciferous vegetables, number 5 on the list.
Do you know what those are, Rick?
No.
So it's like broccoli, cauliflower.
Oh, cruciferous. Yes, okay, yeah.
Yes, yes. So if you eat broccoli and cauliflower, these will increase the production of glucosinolate in your system, and that helps flush out carcinogens, meaning causes cancer, and other toxins. Brussels sprouts are very high in sulfur and glucosinolates, and that forces the liver to release, like I just said, those enzymes that block damage from environmental or dietary toxins. And then cabbage also has all these ingredients in it, natural ingredients that provide the liver detoxifying enzymes that help flush out all the toxins. So go for broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. In fact, it's good to have at least one of those every day.
Also in the diet, you're talking about beets and carrots. I've never been a big beet guy. In fact, I haven't had any in years. Carrots are fine. Why are those two so important?
And by the way, if you have a juicer or a blender, you can put a little bit of the beets in. You won't taste them so much. They are so good for your body. You know, I juice them and blend them every day. Carrots are rich in glutathione. That's the body's master antioxidant. And it's a protein that helps detoxify the liver. Carrots and beets are both extremely high in plant flavonoids and beta-carotene. Eating beets and carrots stimulates and improves the overall liver function. And I'm going to get you to like beets more. There are flavonoids in beets, and when I'm over in England, they call it beetroot all the time. And it's good for the liver health in more than one way. Beet juice has been studied extensively for its role in protecting the liver against any oxidative stress and helps to prevent carcinogens or cancer-causing agents from increasing. And some researchers even suggest that the beetroot juice changes the long-term consumption of the beetroot that brings to your body's metabolism all these protective enzymes against any kind of liver damage, if that made sense. Which is why when I make juice every day, I often will put together carrots, celery, spinach, and a little bit of beet. You don't have to overdo it. And that is so great for keeping your liver detoxified. I also put all of these into a smoothie. And if you add an apple or a pear, you know, or maybe berries, like blueberries, good for the brain, you have a great green smoothie. And in the back of the last chapter of Wired for High-Level Wellness, I've got lots of recipes for green smoothies and other very healthy dishes.
I love that. When in doubt, smoothie it. That's the best way to take this food and just put it all in there and just smooth it out. That's right. Yeah. Milk thistle is on the list. Explain what that is.
Yes, milk thistle is a wonderful herbal remedy. It's probably the best on planet Earth, the best herb for liver health. And I don't drink any alcohol, and I know people are thinking, she must be boring, but it's just not my cup of tea, pun intended. Yes. I'd rather have green tea. But I do have a milk thistle herbal extract every day just to keep my liver healthy. And it is known to be the best liver purifier. There's an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory flavonoid in milk thistle called Silymarin, and it really protects the liver against everything. And not only will it help prevent toxins from going crazy in your liver and clean them out, but it also protects your liver from drugs like, let's say, Tylenol, that can cause damage in the liver when taken in high dosages. Research also suggests that milk thistle will help rejuvenate and repair the liver by aiding the growth of new cells. So remember milk thistle, that's T-H-I-S-T-L-E, milk thistle. And you can buy milk thistle tea bags. You know, you could take it in different forms. I just take it in a liquid extract, and I often put that in my morning tea with what? With the turmeric and the ginger and a little bit of cayenne, and I'll put in like a dropper full of milk thistle just to do beautiful things for my liver, starting off the morning on a positive note.
You know, you've mentioned turmeric a couple of times. Why is that so important? Obviously, it's a big part of your diet.
Yeah, it is. Every day, I actually put a big teaspoon of this into water or juice. See, no cleanse, Rick, or cleanse list would be complete without the anti-inflammatory and natural healing spice turmeric. Ayurveda and Chinese medicine have been using it to treat liver issues for centuries, but it's good for every system, every organ, every gland, every cell in the body. The curcumin in turmeric prevents fat accumulation in the liver and is seen in many, many studies. Subjects in these studies consuming curcumin through their diet had lower cholesterol concentrations and triglycerides in their liver, and so showing the potential of including this ingredient in your diet, the potential of the positive effects it can have. So, and you can take it in a liquid extract, a capsule form. I literally get it in just a powder. I buy a bag of organic turmeric powder. I make sure there's an expiration date on it. I put it in soups. I drink it just in water. Okay, it's not the most pleasant tasting, but you can put it in smoothies, and I just know it's so good for me, so it doesn't matter what it tastes like. I know it's great.
We're talking about liver health, 13 foods to naturally cleanse the liver with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're up to number 9 on the list, walnuts. I like that.
Oh, did we say 13? Oh, no, they're 57.
Okay.
Walnuts. Walnuts are a great source of that glutathione, the body's natural antioxidant. Walnuts are also rich in those omega-3 fatty acids, and they're also rich in the amino acid arginine, and that supports normal liver cleansing actions, and it especially also detoxifies ammonia in your body. So walnuts are always good to have. A few little raw, not roasted and heated and salted, but good raw walnuts, a few every day.
Berries are good as well, aren't they?
They're berry good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, berries cleanse your body naturally by giving your body lots of polyphenols and anthocyanins. Berries are a potent anti-inflammatory, they're powerful antioxidants, and especially blueberries, they're called the brain berry. They're great for your brain. So whether it's the holidays or not, our bodies are bombarded, Rick, daily with what? Impure air, water, foods with pesticides, and we have a lot of stress. So to give our liver what it needs to continue to flush out all of these toxins, also, let's just say, drugs over-the-counter or prescription drugs, we might want to add as many of these foods in as possible to our daily diet to reap the rich rewards throughout the year. So not just during the holidays, but all year long. So berries, if it's not the season of berries, and even look into things like cranberries, you know, which you can get a little bit of now.
Oh, yes.
Now, lingonberries. That's
okay.
What I want to say.
I'll take your word for it.
The truth is, I've never had one.
And I've never had one either.
Blackcurrants, bilberries are also good for your eyes.
Interesting. So we're going through the list of...
Have you had lingonberries?
No. I'm basically a raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. That's it. That's enough.
Okay.
I enjoy those.
But cranberry during the holidays.
During the holidays, yep, that makes sense. And probably do that here as we're going through the holiday season. Grapefruit is something, too, that you have on the list. How is that beneficial for our liver?
Yes, yes. And this is great this time of year. Remember, the red grapefruit has more nutritional value than the white. It's still okay to have white if that's all you can get, but if you have a choice, get the red, the pink.
Okay.
Grapefruit contains antioxidants that naturally protect the liver, and the protective effects of grapefruit are known to work in a couple ways. One, by reducing inflammation, and also by protecting your cells. And studies show that all the antioxidants in grapefruit reduces the development of liver fibrosis, or that scarring I talked about. And remember, it's a very harmful condition where excessive connective tissue builds up in the liver, and then that causes chronic inflammation, and the liver then doesn't work as well. So grapefruit is very good to have. Try to always have it raw. You could put it in smoothies. You could section it. I often slice it. I make big slices and open it up and just kind of eat the slices like I do an orange. And this time of year, I like to have one grapefruit a day.
Tea is important as well. You've mentioned tea. You do tea but on a daily basis. Talk about the importance of that.
What's the song? Tea for two and two for tea, right?
Sounds good. Yep.
A lot of younger people will have no idea.
What those old people are talking about on the radio. Yep.
This lady's a little crazy here. But tea is widely considered very beneficial for health, and especially for the benefits for the liver. And one huge Japanese study, they found that drinking 5 to 10 cups of green tea, that's actually my favorite, per day, was associated with improved blood markers in your liver health. And one study in particular in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that's NASLD, in these patients, they found that drinking the green tea, which is very high in antioxidants, also helps you to lose weight, by the way, for 12 weeks improved the liver enzyme levels and also reduced oxidative stress and fatty deposits in the liver. Another review of multiple studies showed that people who drank green tea, and they had at least 4 cups a day, so not 5 to 10 cups, but they had at least 4, and I drink 4 to 5 cups a day. These people in this big study were less likely to develop any liver cancer. And these people, so, you know, beverage of choice besides good water every day to keep your body hydrated is, in terms of tea, go for green tea.
We're now on number 13. The list is 13 foods to naturally cleanse the liver. Coming in at number 13, by the way, it was number 27 on last year's list, is artichokes.
Yeah, I love artichokes. Celermarin, like I talked about before, is a flavonoid in artichokes, and it's a celermarin. I'm going to spell it S-I-L-Y-M-A-R-I-N. It's a strong liver protectant. And your liver will love you for eating more artichokes. This flavonoid is renowned for its detoxifying properties. And aside from just stimulating the liver to produce new cells, this flavonoid, celermarin, protects and repairs damage on the existing cells. It fights cancer growth. It also prohibits cancer from metastasizing to other organs. Patients suffering from insulin-resistant diabetes can also largely benefit from this flavonoid because it strengthens the liver in handling excessive amounts of insulin. And while a lot of people think, well, the heart of the artichoke is my favorite, keep in mind that the leaves also contain many of the artichoke's powerful health benefits.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, dandelion. And you can get dandelion tea, you can get extracts of it, you can buy dandelion for your salads. It's also, I'm adding this like a 13.5. It's also cleansing for the liver and contains a lot of that flavonoid, celermarin.
You know, there's so much information we packed into this program. A couple minutes left here. Is there anything else that you can recommend to help keep our liver detoxified, not only during this holiday period, but year-round?
Well, I would say check out the two things I posted today on my blog, on my site. I would not be without good alkaline water that you make in your kitchen by a machine, because if it's the right pH, it's purified, it's filtered, that really helps to detoxify your body and take stress off of the work of the liver. I'm also, as you know, Rick, a huge believer in an infrared sauna, because the skin is your biggest eliminative organ, and lots of toxins and toxic residue and heavy metals and other debris comes out in the sweat when you sit in a very welcoming warmth of an infrared sauna. I've had one in my home for over 20 years. I don't have time to use it every single day, but a few times a week, and I'm convinced that it's one of the things that keeps me so healthy and young. And since we have hardly any time left, let me just sum all this up to inspire you.
Yes, please do.
To start, eating these foods. Remember that the liver is the center of command in your body, and it's the ultimate crossroads for nutrition in many ways. The liver separates nutrition from toxins and medicines, so certain body parts only get the good stuff. It breaks down digested fats and turns them into energy. It produces much of the bile needed to digest various foods. It's also pivotal for processing your carbs and proteins so they can be released in the body. And keep also in mind that all of the blood in the body will eventually pass through the liver. Whatever you can do to detoxify your body through good water and infrared sauna and these foods and a healthy lifestyle, you want to do it. And this is all important because the liver needs to pull out all the bad things in the blood, like toxins, and remove them from the body. It metabolizes drugs and alcohol and helps remove other toxins like damaged cells, proteins, and old hormones, and it does so much more. And I would say, like every morning, I say thank you, God, and to my guardian angels for this day. Guide me in what I think, feel, say, and do. And please, take charge of my body. And then I name different organs. I always include the liver, the heart, the brain, and my 70 trillion plus cells, and make sure they're swimming along in vibrant health. And then when I go to bed at night, I say thank you. And because every day we wake up, we have a chance to what? Through our choices, to make our body healthier, more energetic, and more younger, or we have an opportunity through our poor choices to sabotage our health.
Yes.
God's blessed us with this magnificent body. One of the gifts we give back to God is looking at our body as a sacred vehicle, taking better care of it. Taking care of the liver is a good place to start, too.
So basically, be good to your liver, and your liver will be good to you. I mean, it's that simple. You take care of it, and it's got a function, and it will perform that function for you. We take 30 seconds here. We've talked during the program about Wired for High-Level Wellness. Where's the best place to get a copy of Wired for High-Level Wellness? And you mentioned your website, the Healthy Living Newsletter, is free. How do we sign up for that?
Yes, well, the book's available at Amazon or any bookstore. If they don't have it, you can just ask the book owner or manager to order it in for you. You can also go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, click on New Book, and you can see a sampler of the book. You can look at some of the testimonials. You can read the entire foreword and learn a lot about my healthy living lifestyle. And under New Book, if you scroll down to number 5, you can find a way to get autographed copies by me. I autograph them personally to you or to wherever you want them sent. And then I write a note card and I give you a bookmark. And then I go wait in line at the post office. And I actually love to do this, and I'll send it to you. These make great gifts for the holidays or the new year.
Yes.
Or anybody that needs help with their health and vitality. And then in the sidebar on the right, it says Susan's newsletters. They go out once a month. It takes 10 seconds to sign up. And I don't inundate you with newsletters. You'll get it once a month with lots of great health info.
And all of that at SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Back again. We'll see what the topic's going to be coming up next month. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I do look forward to our next visit. Thank you.
Looking forward to that. And again, all the information, much more than what we just talked about today, a little bit deeper, and many more topics explored on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.